Hello everyone, this is Easy Natural English with Liam. How is it going? I hope you have all been studying hard because learning a language takes a long time and a lot of effort, but keep it up, you can do it. Today, I want to talk to you about why Bruce Lee is at least one of the reasons I moved to Japan. And perhaps you're thinking, Bruce Lee was born in America and raised in Hong Kong. What connection does he have to Japan? Well, to understand this story, we have to go back to the 1970s. Am I so old? No, I wasn't born at that time, so I wasn't alive at that time. But what happened? Well, martial arts, okay? Martial arts are like fighting styles, particularly, I mean, they come from some other countries too, but particularly from Asia. So we have like Kung Fu, Karate, Judo. So these are called martial arts. And the martial arts started to become popular in the West, so in America and Europe, I think quite a long time ago. But in the 70s, there was a boom. There was a really big sort of increase in popularity for martial arts. And a lot of that was because of Bruce Lee. You know, Bruce Lee made these really cool movies, starting from like 1971, I think was his first movie. And a lot of people got really interested in martial arts, not just Kung Fu. So Bruce Lee was doing Kung Fu. It was actually his own kind of Kung Fu that we call Jeet Kune Do. But a lot of people started getting interested in all martial arts. And one of those people was my dad. So my dad was really, really into martial arts. You know, really into something means really interested in something. So when I was younger, he would buy martial arts magazines. He was always watching like martial arts videos and movies. And, you know, when I was growing up, there wasn't really the internet back then. So just watching like VHS tapes and things like that. But he watched a lot of, because of this interest, he was watching a lot of kind of like samurai movies, because he started with judo, I think, was the first martial art he did, you know, which is Japanese martial art. And he also did kendo. And I think he was doing them at the same time. I think judo came first. But he was doing kendo for a long time, you know, which is Japanese sword fighting style. So he really liked these kind of samurai movies. And he would watch these samurai movies, and I would watch them with him. And I thought like, wow, Japan looks really cool. You know, I would see these old actors like Toshiro Mifune. And, you know, like he's got all the kind of old Japanese style clothes and his sword, and you know, all the buildings are this old Japanese style. And I thought, wow, Japan looks so cool. But you know, when we're children, our world is quite, you know, localized. It's quite small. Our world is small when we're children. Usually we don't know much about other countries. So when I was younger, you know, living in the UK, I watched American movies, of course, like everyone. So I knew a bit about what America looked like. But then other countries, I didn't know much. But because of my dad's influence from a young age, Japan was a country that I was aware about. And I had kind of an image of, maybe it was an image of kind of old, mostly of like ancient Japan, like old Japan. But I thought Japan looked really cool. And I think that interest from a young age kind of stayed with me. And as I grew up, I kept this interest in kind of Japanese culture, and, you know, then later, yeah, Japanese language. and Japanese food. I got into Japanese food in a big way. And actually, I've told some of my students before, that was one of the main reasons why I moved to Japan in the first place. So I lived in Osaka at first because I wanted to eat the food. But yeah, the beginning of this interest started because of my dad's interest in martial arts. And my dad's interest in martial arts was partly triggered by Bruce Lee. So that's the connection. If you were thinking, how did Bruce Lee lead me to Japan all those years later? That's the connection. But while I'm talking about Bruce Lee, I wonder if you have seen many Bruce Lee movies. I think they're really cool. If you haven't seen any, yeah, you should definitely watch some old Bruce Lee movies. Really cool stories, you know, really cool action. And yeah, just great movies. So when I was younger, I watched a lot of these martial art movies with my dad. So when I was growing up, we'd watch these Bruce Lee movies and then a lot of Jackie Chan movies. Because there aren't many Bruce Lee movies because, you know, he died when he was 32, I think. He was very young, you know, when he died. Yeah, 32, I think. But, you know, he achieved so much, but he didn't have time to make so many movies. But Jackie Chan made so many movies, so we watched a lot of Jackie Chan movies. And then when it comes to like Japanese movies, yeah, it was mostly like the director Kurosawa. So like Kurosawa movies, you know, the most famous one is Seven Samurai. But then yeah, there are a lot of other kind of samurai movies and things my dad was watching. So yeah, that's how my interest in kind of Asia and then particularly in Japan got started. So I actually did judo when I was younger. So like I mentioned, my dad was doing judo and then he thought it was a good idea for me to learn judo. So he recommended, you know, he didn't force me. He didn't push me to do it. But, you know, he just said, oh, maybe you should try judo. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm a young boy. I like fighting. So I went to judo class and I thought it was really cool. And when I went to the like martial arts dojo or like the studio, they had, you know, like statues. Well, not statues, just like the samurai kind of uniform, on kind of a statue, or at least on like a model. And again, as a kid, I was like, wow, so cool. So yeah, I really like this kind of ancient Japanese style. I think a lot of people in the West have been really influenced by this kind of style. Even, for example, Star Wars. You know, I really like Star Wars. This director, George Lucas, was really influenced by old samurai movies and that kind of style. So if you watch his movies, you'll see that they have that kind of old Japanese style. You know, the helmets of like Darth Vader and the stormtroopers and stuff, they look quite similar to the old samurai helmets. So yeah, it wasn't just me who was influenced by these movies. So yeah, that's pretty much it for this strange story. I know it was a bit of a weird connection, but I thought if I start with a strange connection in my story, perhaps I can make you listen to more of the episode. And if you listen to more English, then your English will get better. Because as I always say, and not just me, the experts, really important thing to do when learning a language is just keep listening, keep listening, keep listening. So I'm trying to think of ways to make my stories a bit more interesting for you, to make you listen longer. Because I know a lot of people stop watching because I have the YouTube statistics. I know a lot of people stop watching after 2 minutes or 3 minutes. They're like, boring, and they stop watching. But even if it's boring, I'll try not to make it boring. But even if it is, just keep listening, because that's how your English will get better. It's more about quantity, not so much quality. It's more, normally we say quality over quantity, but when it comes to listening practice, it's quantity. Just keep listening, keep listening, keep listening, and your English will get better. So anyway, if you have any interesting topics, as I always say, please recommend them in the YouTube comment section. So if you have something interesting that you'd like me to talk about, yeah, please comment and I'll try to make a video about it. Thank you all very much for listening today. Special thank you to my Patreon subscribers. You guys give me the motivation to keep going. If anyone else wants to join my Patreon, check the link in the description of the YouTube and the podcast. Anyway, thank you all very much, and I'll see you all back here next time.